I love you. I love you. I love you. Let me count the ways that I love you. I look at all the world and I say, I love you. I look at every person on the face of the earth and I say, I love you. I love you. I love you. I look at all the animals, whatever they may be, and I say, I love you. I love you. I look at all the stars in the sky and all the galaxies that go by, and I say, I love you. I love you. I love you. I say to everything that exists in this universe, I love you. Now, why do I say that? I say that because I created everything that is. Now, I may look at something, and I may observe it for the first time, and then I say to myself, I created that. I created that tree. I didn't even know that tree was there. I didn't even know that tree was standing there in the forest or standing in the park or wherever it's standing. What about that little dog running across the parkway there, having such a good time, yapping and barking and happy and jumping around? I created that dog? Yes, I did. I created that dog. And I created that cat. And I created that boy and girl. And I created that mother and father. And I created me. And I created all in my world. Even if I don't know that I created them, I created them. And I created them because I love them. I created them because they are that which I dearly love. Now, how can I love something and create something and don't even know that I created it? How can I do that? Well, very easy. Because I am the allness. And the more I can recognize that I created all, the more I can recognize that I am the allness. The more I can recognize that all in this universe is me and I am all in this universe. I am you and you are me. We are all one. There is only one in this universe. There is only the allness, the one. And the sooner I can recognize that, the sooner I can be it. The sooner I can recognize that I am one. I am one as all. Then whatever I create joyously, wonderfully. I say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Because that's what I do. So when I create the puppy dog running across the parkway, and I see him yapping and jumping and happy, I created him. Now, why did I create him? I created him because it's fun. I created him because it's a joy. I created him because that's what my nature is. I created him because there's nothing else that matters in this world, nothing else whatsoever that matters in this world except my creation. And my creation is good and very good. And my creation is loving and very loving. My creation is the all, and that's all there is. So, when I can look at everything and say, I created that, and I call it good, then I begin to look at things from a different point of view. They're my reflection of my creation. They're who I am. And so if I look at anything and call it good, that's what I am. If I look at anything and call it in divine order, that's what I am. If I look at anything and see in it beauty, harmony, joy, peace, love, goodness, that's what I am. Now, if I want to play a game of not having things, harmony, peace, joy, and goodness, I can do that. Silly, but I can do that. I can look at a tree that's dropping its leaves and saying, oh, that's too bad. I can say that. But it's not too bad. It's just part of the wonderful attitude of life that I have created. And so, the sooner that I can look at all of life, all of creation, and all beyond creation, beyond what I can see, what I know and hear and feel and touch, beyond the relative world. And I reach into the absolute world. I reach into the absolute, the allness of all. And I am that allness. And I love it. Oh, do I love it. You are that allness, and you can love it too. Everything in this world is good, and it is up to me to call it good. It is up to me to say that it is good. It is up to me to see it as good. And if I ever have any thoughts of anything that was not successful or happy or anything, I release that. I release that. And I live in the now. I live in this moment now, in this awareness now, in this absolute beingness now, because that's what I am. That's what you are. Live in the now and say, right now, all is good. Right now, all is beautiful. Right now, I am the allness. Right now, I am expressing the isness. Right now, I am the peace that passeth all understanding. I am the joy. I am the wholeness. I am that which is, because I am created out of the absolute. I am not the temporary, passing illusion that comes along and goes by and comes along and goes by. I am the absolute concept of that which I think. And if I think of me as a human being, I am the ideal human being, the most wonderful, fantastic human being that ever could exist, because I am the ideal of it. And I create all things in their ideal. Now, if I see them in a moment of being relative and being less than ideal, that's okay. But why remain there? I move on and see it in the ideal. Whenever any thought comes to me, it comes to me in the now. And I think in the now, its absolute ideal self. I think in its fullness self. I think in its allness self. And I think that's all that really matters. And that is who I am. And that is what I am. I am the allness. I am the isness. I am the fullness. I am the reality. I am that I am. And there's nothing else beside that. There's nothing else beside the I am. There's nothing else beside the isness. There's nothing else beside the absolute. I may play the relative game, and that's perfectly okay. And I can play the relative game in perfection too. Or I can play the relative game as a limitation, but I don't have to. Because I am the allness. I am the isness. I am the joy. I like me. I love me. Can you, in this moment, in this part of your life, say to yourself about everything in your universe, everything in your awareness, everything in the isness that you are, can you say, I like you? Can you say, I love you? Can you say, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're joyous, you're magnificent? Can I say that? Oh, yes, I can say that. Do I want to say that? I surely do want to say that. Why do I want to say that? I want to say that because that is really all that matters. And nothing else matters. Nothing else in any way matters in my world. Nothing else in any way matters in my world, because I am the allness. I am the isness. I am the reality. I am the fullness. I am divine. And being divine, I have nothing else to do but to live in the now, in the allness, in the fullness, in the goodness that I am. So I go around all the world and I say, I love me, I love me, I love me. And I say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I look at all the world and I say, how wonderful it is. The world is my reflection. The world is my reality. The world is me. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love you. I love you. I love you.